This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Preliminary results from Sweden's parliamentary election found one of Europe's more liberal nations taking a decided turn to the right. Prime Minister Stefan Löfven warned voters not to let that happen.
But a decent democracy and social democrats and the social democratic-led government is a guarantee for not letting the Sweden Democrats, extremist party, a racist party, get any influence in the government.
The anti-immigration Sweden Democrats, which wants the country to leave the European Union and put a freeze on immigration, appeared poised to become the third largest party in Parliament. Benoy Kammark is a scholar at Australia's RMIT University.
A lot of this was a build-up that was taking place over the last few years with the rise, of course, of anti-immigration sentiment in Sweden. In 2015, when something like 163,000 individuals, asylum seekers and refugees were accepted into Sweden, the rise in numbers, the spike of arrivals started to prompt questioning about whether Sweden, you know, with its immaculate social welfare state, you know, with its particular style of living, could actually cope with these new arrivals.
With most ballots counted, the ruling center-left Social Democrats had a 28% of the vote, trailed by the moderates with 19%, and the Sweden Democrats with almost 18%. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has dissolved his government, named a new prime minister as the government struggles to cope with deteriorating economic conditions. Motaz Musa is the country's new prime minister, replacing Bakri Hassan Saleh, appointed in 2017. Number of ministries also being cut from 31 to 21. Country is grappling with high inflation and a hard currency shortage as it struggles since South Sudan broke away. This is VOA News. North Korea staged a military parade. It happened Sunday, marking the 70th anniversary of its founding. This woman was among the tens of thousands who turned out to watch that parade. "I believe our people will always win. After watching the military parade, I've got a strong belief that we will be forever victorious." Columns of marching soldiers, tanks, and other conventional weaponry on display, but no sign of nuclear missiles. Joshua Pollack, a senior research associate at the Middlebury Institute of International Studies, said all types of such missiles were absent.
"It wasn't just long-range missiles that were absent. It was nuclear-capable missiles of any range. No short-range, medium-range, intermediate, or intercontinental."
President Trump tweeted a thank you to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, indicating leaving out the missiles was a big and very positive statement, he said, from North Korea. Parade focused on economic development and reunification with South Korea. Islamic State claiming responsibility for a suicide attack near a procession in Kabul commemorating the death of a former anti-Soviet Mujahideen commander. At least seven are dead, more than two dozen wounded. In Syria, Russian and Syrian warplanes struck at rebel targets in both Idlib and Hama provinces, according to rescuers and, well, as residents. Barrel bombs filled with explosives and shrapnel were dropped on villages and hamlets in southern Idlib. In Washington, Vice President Mike Pence, appearing on Fox News Sunday, had a warning for both Damascus and Moscow.
"We all know what happened in Aleppo. We're watching it all very closely. But what's different with President Trump from President Obama is this president drew a red line and enforced it on chemical weapons. President Obama drew a red line, said, no, you can't use chemical weapons, and then allowed Assad in Syria to go forward and victimize countless civilians."
Pence also said the U.S. is watching the conventional buildup as well to ensure another humanitarian catastrophe does not occur. Another Palestinian was shot and killed by Israeli troops as he tried to damage the Gaza border fence. Nearly 130 Palestinians have died along the border since sporadic protests broke out in late March. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe visited Sapporo. That's the commercial hub of the earthquake-hit northern region of Hokkaido, where more than 40 people died as a result of Thursday's 6.6 magnitude quake. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.